The Democratic National Convention hears from vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris tonight. Last night, Jill Biden made a personal appeal to voters.
Joe's purpose has always driven him forward. His strength of will is unstoppable, and his faith is unshakable. Because it's not in politicians or political parties or even in himself. It's in the providence of God. His faith is in you.
Joaquin Castro, a Democratic representative from Texas and chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, was watching. Congressman, your thoughts about the event so far and Jill Biden's comments.
I thought it was inspiring. I thought that it's been an exciting convention so far. Very different for everybody, obviously, and groundbreaking because it's all virtual rather than anybody being together in person. But I think that Joe Biden did a wonderful job at the school and conveying the idea that her husband is a man of integrity, a man of dignity, and somebody who will restore competence, most of all, to the Oval Office.
Well, but what do you think of the criticism? And there has been some. Of the lack of voices from your community, the Hispanic Latinx community. Your own brother was the only Latino presidential candidate. He wasn't asked to speak. He was very diplomatic about that. The other day on NPR, he said, well, you know, it's a shortened convention. But your thoughts, should he have spoken? Should there be more Hispanic speakers?
Well, I mean, look, I'd always love to see my brother speak. I was there. I introduced him at the 2012 convention. But I do think that it's been a shortened program. And they've put, you've seen Latino faces and Latino voices in different roles. I saw my friend Veronica Escobar of Texas yesterday, you know, endorsing Joe Biden for the Texas delegation. My friend Eva Longoria, who did a great job as master of ceremonies a few nights ago. So you've seen different Latino and Latina voices there. You know, would have been great to see if maybe a few more of the key speeches by some more Latino folks. But it has been a shortened time frame. And most of all, we all have to work together with one mission, which is to defeat Donald Trump in November.
What about the issues that are particular to your community, especially there in Texas, immigration, the border?
Well, I think Joe Biden's going to be a night and day difference from Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump has used immigrants and brown immigrants in particular as his number one political punching bag. And what we've seen over the last 3.5 years or so is real cruelty. Somebody who has a guy like Stephen Miller in the White House who relishes that cruelty, unfortunately. Joe Biden's going to be obviously very different. Somebody who respects folks, regardless of their immigration status. Somebody who's going to make sure that people are treated with dignity and respect.
Well, but during the primary, Joe Biden promised a 100-day moratorium on deportations. We're not hearing that now. It's not on the platform on his website. And meanwhile, President Trump is using the language he used in his first run for president. Yesterday, he called immigrants rapists and murderers. Do you think there needs to be a stronger case for immigration reform?
Well, I think that as Joe Biden hopefully wins the presidency and as Democrats, I believe, will pick up the United States Senate, we'll have a chance to work together, all of us, in pursuing comprehensive immigration reform and hopefully early in Joe Biden's term. And so I think we're going to see a lot of positive changes and also that the human rights abuses that we've seen at the border will stop.
How do you get interest among young Latino voters? Because it appears that it's not there. In the primaries, Joe Biden lost the young Latino vote to Senator Bernie Sanders by huge margins in California, then in your state of Texas. Now a survey by Voto Latino finds a lack of enthusiasm again, for the Biden ticket. Can the Biden campaign, you know, do anything to fix that? Last night, we saw Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez nominate, it was just a symbol, but nominate Bernie Sanders for president because there were delegate votes coming in for him. That's a reminder to young Latinos that he is not the candidate and that she is one of their heroes, and then she's relegated to this sort of second-tier nomination. How do you get their enthusiasm?
No, I think Alexandria is the future. But I think that you'll see a lot of enthusiasm among Latinos, young and old, for Joe Biden. In fact, I believe that we'll see the highest Latino turnout in terms of percentage of the voting electorate come out to vote this year, including young Latinos, because as they watch what's going on with Donald Trump, they see a man who is ruining their future when they dream about their careers and what they want to do in the coming years. And so I think that people are going to be very motivated. You know, even though a lot of folks may have preferred Bernie Sanders or somebody else in the primary, they know that Joe Biden is much closer to them ideologically and in terms of what they wish for their country than Donald Trump.
Texas Democratic Representative Joaquin Castro. Congressman Castro, thank you.
Thank you.